So I went inside and looked around. Then someone said, "Welcome to Mr. McDermott's Supermarket of Confusion." I thought that was strange, or maybe something was wrong with my head. "I'm only here for 12 items or less," he said. "Take all you want. Be our guest." I continued to look around, puzzled and wondering why. How did I get here? Did I leave home to get beer? Have I stepped into the Twilight Zone?
Yes, you have.
Lately, I have been quite accident prone.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have lately been quite accident prone.
Someone approached me. His tongue began to wag. "Mr. McDermott," said his name tag. "On aisle one, you'll find misconceptions."
Aisle one.
"On aisle two, you'll find misdirection."
Aisle two.
"On aisle three, you'll find misrepresentation."
Aisle three.
"On aisle four, you'll find mistaken identity." "On aisle five, you'll find half-learned information." "On aisle six, you'll find half-forgotten facts." "On aisle seven, you'll find snack foods." I decided to go to aisle seven to get some potato chips and maybe a candy bar. Because even if you are confused, you still get hungry. I found that the aisles were not clearly marked, and the shelves were being constantly rearranged by workers that seemed frantic and deranged.
It's time.
I asked the nearest worker, "What are you doing?"
"It's time."
He said, "Donuts are ready and coffee is brewing."
"It's time, please."
I asked another, "Why do you work at this place?"
"It's time."
He said, "I am not a distant relative. I came from outer space."
"It's time. It's time."
I never did find the snack food section.
It's